So we're recording now that we're halfway through the episode.
Oh my god, I just gave spoiler. Like such a good...
Spoiler. This is Tony, this is Alex, this is Caleb, this is David. We've been talking for about 20 minutes. Tony forgot to put the memory card into the recorder, so we didn't get any of that. Kayla gave an outstanding summary of the last half of this movie. We're talking about the movie They Look Like People.
Tony and Alex are wrong.
Tony and Alex did not care for the movie. Alex did not complete Same the thing. Movie.
To completion.
To completion.
I guess I'll continue what I was saying. It's hard for me to disassociate myself. I would like to think that if I was in a situation where I was having these hallucinations, I would prompt you guys for a sanity check. But
he doesn't have anybody.
But you don't know their hallucinations.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing about.
But if at any point he questions the reality of things, there's one thing at least that he can literally check, and that's he's getting phone calls. You can literally check call records and see, and you can check your own call records because he was getting them on a cell phone.
Yeah, I think the thing that you're discounting here is like you're assuming that when you hallucinate these things or you're schizophrenic and you're just believing things that aren't there, that the normal human capacity to rationalize things doesn't immediately kick in. Like all we do is lie to ourselves all fucking day.
Oh yeah.
So like just because a couple weird things don't add up, usually just glaze on over that shit. You know, there's nothing in the call log, but that's probably because they erased it. I'm sure they've got people placed at the phone carriers. I mean, if I was playing an Invasion of Society, that's absolutely where I would start. The internet, control of the internet is critical to suppressing this population.
Two things to add to that. Anytime a big data center opens up, or back in the day, anytime a new switchboard would open up for phone lines,
you have to jerk off into a cup.
The FBI or CIA would open up right next door so they could tap in to listen on phone calls.
Agreed.
The other thing is I have night terrors a lot. And the switch for me to realize that I was in a night terror and to disregard everything that was happening happens really fast. I don't know how applicable that is to having a hallucination because of schizophrenia.
I think the difference is that it's the night terror all the time and you can't differentiate between the reality and the night terror.
Oh, when I'm in a night terror, I cannot differentiate between reality.
Either. Yeah, no, I think that's all the time.
But you have a wake up moment where you're then in your reality and you can look back on it and you know that it was just a dream.
Yeah,
whereas with schizophrenia or hallucinations, you are just constantly in that.
So I think the idea of you having a sanity check with people is predicated on your ability, the consistency of the world that you already believe in, and the aberrations of that consistency that make you stop and be like, am I the one who's wrong here, or is everything I assumed about the world wrong? But like schizophrenia doesn't have that base consistency to fall back on, so like these weird things they're not weird. Like this whole thing totally makes sense.
So I think part of the problem that I had was that you're right. I don't have a great relationship with mental illness. I don't.
Hold on, I don't think anybody does.
I don't. It's hard for me to empathize with.
Okay.
It's difficult for me. That is a fault on my part that I freely admit.
Good.
I don't get it.
Good. We were all making fun of you.
That's fine.
That's in the unrecorded section.
Perfect.
Good.
Yeah, we all heard that, except for the people that are listening to this recording. This movie felt like it was trying to do what Babadook did and knocked out of the fucking park, where they take something else.
Gay weddings.
Uh-huh. Because Babadook is Baba Shook.
That was Baba Shook.
Where they take something else and put the trapping of a genre that we're familiar with on it to give us a view into it. And at the end, we can very clearly see the result of it. And it just felt like this poor guy needs help. He goes to his buddy, who is the last person who is capable of helping him. And it's just a train wreck until the guy who is in need of help finally just says, I don't know if I can trust my reality.
Yeah.
And like, it didn't feel like, it didn't feel scary. It didn't feel, like for me, it felt like half measures all the way along the way. The acting never really landed for me. The writing was, it just felt like half measures all the way along the way. And then when we also just did Babadook a couple of months ago, that was such a superior film on a similarly low budget.
The work stands alone. Are you saying that millennials are killing movies for you, Tony? Is that what's happening right now?
Also the free market. I hate when people say free market. Just fucking just grinds my gears.
Raise those interest rates.
So this movie... Bitcoin. Movie wasn't polished.
That was a conversation
at all. Like, hear. The audio was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was intentional.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's just every
because it was it. The audio was bad, even in scenes where Wyatt wasn't in it. Like, I could understand if the audio, like, if the tracking was off a little bit. You know, it's part of the whole, like, you know, skipping reality sort of thing. But like specifically, like in the whisper box when Mara and Christian are like flirting.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is that? Is that a real thing?
The voiceover. Yeah, it is. That's a real thing. Okay. He was recording something, I think. It looked like he worked for some ad agency, so it looked like he was recording audio. But, like, the audio in that was... It sounded like it was voiceover, and it wasn't done very well.
Yeah.
Like, there were things about this movie that I just think the quality wasn't there, but that didn't really detract from my enjoyment of it. The tension... A lot of the tension that... For me, in the movie, didn't have to do with the scenes where it was obvious that they were trying to draw tension. It was with these interactions where I was trying to think, how would I be reacting to Wyatt? Like, and I think David mentioned this earlier, where, like, even in the beginning, he has, like, these mannerisms that would be making me uncomfortable and feel unsafe, probably before I even recognized that I felt that way.
There's a lot of, like, unstable body language that, like, I don't think you would even necessarily consciously react to, but it's just off-putting.
Like, what I would chalk that up to almost, because I know what you're talking about, and it happened a lot in the first 15 minutes of the movie. Like, there was a lot of awkwardness in those first couple scenes where they're together in the apartment.
Remember Alexander?
No.
Stabbed in the heart. Did you ever meet him?
No, I did not.
Oh, you left that con.
I did. I left early.
He was that way, man. Just, yeah. Like, unstable movements that made you really uncomfortable.
But there are people at Archon like that.
That's most people when I go to conventions.
Yeah. But the, like,
Kayla makes me uncomfortable. Just low key danger.
That's why you just ditch her in the middle of conversations.
You know, I got Perry Blackshear on the phone right now. He was the director, so...
All
right,
let's talk.
Yeah. Talk to him.
Kayla says your movie was low budget and shitty, and Tony missed the point.
Alex didn't watch it.
Alex hates mental illness people. I'm great, thanks.
I hate my people.
You know what? He just signed me to be in his next movie.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Pretty good job interview.
Wow. Where was I going with that?
No idea, but I stopped you from getting there.
No, I know where I was going. His mannerisms that showed up in those first 15 minutes of the movie that were awkward and uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are very aware of it because we know we're watching a movie. His buddy wasn't as aware of it because his buddy was in town. And it was, you know, haven't seen him in a while. So if it was a little awkward, he just chalks it up to that. But it's one of those things that when shit starts going wrong,
mm-hmm.
then you start replaying that conversation in your head. It's like, yeah, he was acting really weird that day.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Like, can you replay conversations you've had with people after the fact several days later where you're like, he was acting really weird that day?
I totally can.
What is going on with you people?
My memory
especially
is shit.
If something had happened, like Tony said, like, you're like, oh, yeah, like... He was acting really weird.
Yeah.
But you didn't notice it at the time.
You notice it. You notice it, but you chalk it up to something else. I've done that before where somebody's something's happening and somebody's a little off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out days, weeks, months later.
Yeah, I've been on coke this
whole
time.
They had a life event that happened that weekend or that week or that during that period when you were seeing them. And it's like, oh, that's why you were acting so shady that day. You were, you know, you were upset and you were thinking about something else. It wasn't that you were not interested in our conversation. It was you were distracted with something else.
I mean, they probably also weren't interested probably. In the conversation.
Yeah, that's why I just record my voice and throw it out there. I figured somebody
somewhere.
There's an archaeologist 1,000 years from now that will finally understand my genius.
Your podcast is going to fail.
Your podcast is going to fail.
West Wings and Wings.
Wings and West Wings. This is going to be good.
Ugh. West Wings and Wings.
Well, I'm out of stuff to talk about with this movie.
So
I blew all my interesting stuff before the cut.
As we were sitting here talking, I was thinking how I would feel if you guys were like acting the way Wyatt was and the world's going to end and we have to kill some people. I feel like if all of you guys did that. If all of you did that, I don't have much else going on. So I'd probably just be like, yeah, fuck it, let's go.
Christian also has, he has nothing.
No, that's, you saying that is what got me thinking about it. I'm like, if the people that I cared about were going that way and just going down to crazy town, I'd be like,
stepping on down to crazy town.
I'd be like, all right, let's see where this fucking train's going. Let's go.
Let me go back in time 2 years ago.
Shots.
I materialize just on your front doorstep. I knock on the door. I come inside and I say, Alex, I've come from the future. In a year's time, Donald Trump will be elected president. A year after that, in Alabama, there will be a Senate race between a pedophile and a Democrat, and it's going to be really close as to who wins. Like, really close.
Less than 2%.
Like, a disgusting amount of closeness.
Yeah, that's why everybody on my Facebook was like, good job, Alabama! Like, you did it! I was like...
Good job, Alabama blacks.
Yeah. Thank you, people of color in Alabama.
So one thing I looked up, just because I was really curious last night after the win, Jeff Sessions held that seat last.
Yeah.
Do you know what his win margin was in 2014?
I assume a lot.
He had 97% of the vote.
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. It was crazy.
Yeah, the lesson here is that we need more voter suppression because we tried to suppress the shit out of minorities in this election and it wasn't enough. So we should do it more and that fixes the minority.
Was there a lot? I mean, I don't know. I wasn't following those news stories. Yeah, I'm sure there was. I'm sure there was. I just hadn't seen the news stories.
There was like a bunch of counties that had predominantly black voters that like their voting place went away like in a week or two before the election. Some crazy shit like that.
This actually happened in the most recent mayoral election and something else in St. Louis. They closed down the South City and North City polling booths and put them both downtown in one place.
Yeah.
And then the poll workers were checking IDs and they weren't allowed to. So
you're not allowed to check IDs?
You cannot require an ID. That's to vote. That's illegal.
I don't know. I think we are enacting our voter ID registration laws next year.
Well, it's been voted illegal by the Supreme Court multiple times. If they enact voter ID laws, they'll just get kicked out.
Yeah, all it's going to take is one or two more Democrats dying in the Supreme Court, and that'll get switched.
Yeah. I don't know why it would even get to the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has ruled against it multiple times. So, like, the lower courts should be like, we already have precedent for this, so it's illegal.
Blah, 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 blah.
Only I can quote my father's law commercials. Stop quoting my law commercials.
So a couple of months ago, a guy that I know that you've met, I'm not going to name any names here.
I know who you're talking about.
Started posting this really, really bizarre shit on Facebook. Like these... paragraph long rants multiple paragraph long rants like 5-10 times a day And they were just insane. Like talking about how his mother prostituted him out to other adults in the community that they were in because they wanted babies and he was a fertile young man, and like it was like, okay, there's something seriously wrong, but everything else was just crazy. And like I was talking to Julie about this, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like I showed her something, and she's like, how old is he? And he's like in his mid to late 20s now. And she's like, because her undergrad degree was psychology. And she's
what,
like,
really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Julie's?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And she was like, you know, that's the age that schizophrenia that really, really develops. And I was like, wow. And like I was just tired of seeing the rants. Like I'd open up Facebook and like I'd have to scroll because like
his making white dudes like Jesus Christ. Design flaw.
Yeah. And so I unfollowed him. And then like 2 days later, I was blocked. Like it was so like,
how do you know that you could see when people unfollowed you?
I think you can see. I don't know how what the mechanism was there.
You can't see if you unfollow.
I didn't think so.
You got blocked for another reason.
I probably did.
I mean, it's not that you did anything. I was getting
blocked by a lot of people last year, so it's fine.
It's probably for the best.
But yeah, it was like I legitimately was concerned about this guy's mental health.
I told you this guy was off.
Yeah. Oh, I always knew he was off. I never realized the level that it had gotten to.
Yeah. You know that time?
I know that time.
Yeah. You know that uncomfortable feeling you get when you don't know what the other person's going to do? Yeah. I believe I expressed that feeling when we discussed the incident.
You were just worried he was going to murder you and wear your skin.
Yeah, I don't feel like that one was an unreasonable expectation.
He would need at least 2 U's to wear your skin.
He's
much bigger than you are.
I thought you were telling David that he was going to get 2 skin suits out of him. I was like, that's incredibly insulting.
No, if I killed that guy, I could make 2 suits.
Oh, yeah. Easy. That's legit.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, he's broader and much taller.
And tall, like, really tall.
Yeah, he's a lot taller than I am.
Yeah, you could, like, I think I could probably slip into that skin suit.
Tom Haverford. He does the suit rental, only it's people's skin suits. Why has nobody done this yet? I think we all know.
You get
treat yourself.
You get Maisie Williams to advertise for him.
You get a free pot pie with it. I enjoyed this movie, but there was not enough gay sex in it.
It looked like it could go there.
I really thought.
There was a montage that.
I really thought it was like.
It's like, are they going to, like, after that
sock fight?
That sock fight, it's like, you're going to take one of those socks and hang it on the door.
Yeah. Walk around with socks on our dicks.
Who's the sock on the door?
Spinning them around.
Then put the dicks in each other. Yeah. Yeah.
Have sock fights.
Meat spin it up.
Yeah. Jousting. Just run at each other.
Was that a wow? Yeah. Did you slip a wow in there?
Oh, just like high school.
I mean, but that scene, like, was to show you how close they are.
Yeah.
Because you don't put blankets on you and attack each other and call it blob wars. Like, that's something
that was...
you do with, like, your... best person, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, I watching that. You mean like we did Sunday? No, just me? I don't know.
we all thought it was weird.
That clearly looked like this is something they did when they were like 12 years old together or something. And this is just reliving days gone by. Like, these guys have been buddies for a long time. Yeah, very clearly.
Dirty Vegas'd it up.
When he poured out that beer in the very beginning, I was like, oh, he must be an alcoholic and he just is afraid to tell his friend. That is not where
I forgot about that.
That is not where that went at all.
Nope.
He was trying not to drink alcohol because he
needed to be on alert.
No, I think he was, but I think he's also, like, he's trying to be on alert, but I think he was also literally trying to figure out, like, am I going crazy? Because he goes and sees the doctor, and he's like, I haven't had alcohol, I haven't even had caffeine, like, so I think that's also one of the
Did he see a doctor? That was another thing that I wasn't completely clear on. When he meets that guy in the park?
I'm pretty sure that was a real.
You think that was a real person?
Yeah, that why wouldn't it be?
I've never met my psychologist in the park.
Okay, have you ever been to a psychologist in New York City?
No.
But here's the thing. So, like, the psychologist says, come and see me. I'll get you the drugs and the help you need. That's not like a hallucination-style thing, right? Like,
I guess he does.
And he asks him psychologist questions. Like, do your parents know? And have you ever had any long-term relationships that didn't leave you disappointed or something like that? Like, those are, like, real psychologist questions. Also, he had asked him, like, they were supposed to meet in, like, a couple days or a week or something, and then he calls him at 4 a.m. and is like, I need to see you tomorrow. So, maybe they were meeting, like,
on that dude's lunch or something.
Right.
When he was out there jerking off into the lake.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah, it's New York. People just fucking jerk off everywhere.
You get bonus points for landing on a body of a mobster that's floating in the lake.
Gross.
They were at a lake, not
a river.
River.
Yeah, well.
You guys are disgusting. Jesus. Whatever the opposite of wow is, you guys.
It's the same.
It's the same.
Because it's the same backwards and forwards.
Oh, wow.
That's a palindrome.
Wow. It's like slower and wow. Well, all right.
I don't think I have a whole lot else to say.
Yeah, I said so much good shit before we started recording. I can't even.
It's demoralizing. It's demoralizing, Tony.
What's demoralizing? You know what's demoralizing is the fact that you don't watch movies and we record a podcast of reviewing movies.
Oh, is this your guys' first time not recording?
Oh, no. We used to. There was like a couple of months where me and Alex were coming to the podcast and we didn't even watch any of it.
No. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about that we didn't push record.
Oh, no, we did that.
It happened one other time.
We did like a solid 2 hours once.
Yeah.
And then Tony looked down.
Me and you like had a really good podcast, and then Tony looked down and he's like,
oh, shit.
that happened tonight.
No, that was tonight.
Except
minutes.
I pivoted.
So this was before.
I pivoted and started recording in the middle.
Midstream, you moved there back to the toilet.
It was way longer before.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, nothing beats fucking Terminator.
God damn it. I don't even want to talk about
it. T2 was such a good.
It was such a fucking good episode.
I made the most solid connection between John Connor and Jesus Christ. It was glorious.
I interviewed Eddie Webb for the new World of Darkness shit and didn't record any of it. I mean, that was like a big thing.
Yeah. That was. Did you realize that was 320 episodes ago?
I don't want to think about that.
Because that was going to be like episode like 100 or 101. No, it was going to be like 101, I think.
Yeah. Like
it was
legit.
In that range.
Like, legit, in 4 months, you and I will have been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah, and a couple of months after that, the podcast will be 12 years old.
Yeah.
At
that time.
Yeah.
It's a third of my life.
Yeah, you were getting fucking old. Holy shit.
I'll be 29 in March.
Your value as a person is diminishing rapidly. Ooh. Once you hit that big 3-0.
Oh yeah, no, it's over.
Those stock prices drop.
That's when you hit 29 plus one.
Yeah, cash out in your 20s now.
I was so pissed off because my mom came out for her birthday last year, and it wasn't until like she left that I realized it was her 29th birthday's 21st birthday.
God
damn it. Like, I could have done something with that.
I can't help you.
Nobody can help me.
Let's
now.
Just go back in time and fix all the problems.
I gotta be honest. I feel like I've aged 30 years in the last 2 years.
That makes you older than me.
I don't know. The best, nice. Best part is, yes! is that every year from now on, you'll feel like you age more. Like, that rate of aging increases.
It's exponential.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh God, what's his name? The Dungeon Master for Acquisitions Incorporated came out on stage at PAX dressed as, like, some crazy lich costume, and he's like, this isn't a costume, this is just how I look now. I've really let myself go since the election. It's so good. Telling other people's jokes.
It's going to be 20 degrees colder tomorrow than it was today.
I wear shorts all winter, Tony.
I'm actually wearing pants today.
I saw that.
Wild.
Creeps me out.
Yeah. Me too.
Because you always see Kayla in shorts and leggings. Yeah. Like, seeing her in jeans.
Well, the problem is that I wasn't dressed and I was playing League of Legends. And then you're, like, giving me updates. I was like, I can sneak an ARAM in there. Like, and I finished the game, like, just as you guys pulled up. So I didn't have time to, like, find a pair of leggings and find a pair of shorts.
I was giving you updates so you knew.
No, I know. No, I appreciated
specifically
that.
Specifically because you mentioned you were squeezing one in.
No, I appreciated that, but that's why I didn't have time to put real clothes on, so I just had to put pants on. That's dumb.
So you don't dress up for the podcast anymore?
Wait, let's examine that quote for a second. I didn't have time to put real clothes on, so I just put pants on.
I never wear clothes, apparently.
Yeah.
Indecent.
I feel like we're running out of fumes here.
I feel like we should go get a shake at every place that won't give us shakes in Illinois.
Fucking Illinois.
I actually don't want to shake.
Which is every place.
Yeah.
No shake machine.
That claims
down.
To sell shakes.
Fuck you.
I just call them all and just remind them it's Wednesday. The Missouri people are coming.
There's a whole fucking, like, siren network.
Yeah.
The people that come from this city who expect shit to be working after 10 are here.
It's the fucking, like, the bonfire signal from fucking Lord of the Rings. Like, you just light the top of your house on fire, and then in the distance, more signal fires light all the way to the river.
It's a signal that gets sent out on joining 99.1.
Oh, my God.
To just tell all the people. Have you seen those fucking commercials? They've got TV commercials now.
For radio stations?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're like, you know what this means? And they show the bumper sticker.
Yeah.
And I was like, it means that person's a shitty driver.
I mean, it means potential accident waiting to happen.
What, that's what the commercial says?
No, that's what I said in response to the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what
yeah.
does the commercial say it means?
It means that you can turn us on in the morning and get good conversation. And yeah, it's terrible.
Sounds dumb.
It was.
There's a song that they play. It used to be the only station our alarm clock radio would play. And it turns out Christian music in the morning actually does get me out of bed.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty fucking quick. Yeah.
It probably makes you angry, too.
There was the song about the God of Angel Armies. That was a pretty sweet song until, like, it's like, yeah, like, the God of Angel Armies spreads his love on me. I'm a fucking angel army. I wouldn't be spreading the love on people. That sounds gross.
It falls in the same line. I don't want to say this. It falls in the same vein as that fucking sign that I saw.
Yeah.
The way home, it had quote marks around it. What was it? Behold, he comes! Yeah. Exclamation point. All caps. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's...
Listen, Alex, you complained last time because you didn't get a warning.
So,
just being the courteous dude this time.
Like, I used to work at a job where we did data entry for insurance billing, okay. for the insurance forms that came in from the doctor's office. So, like, all of us just listened to music all day. We brought in CDs and just listened to our music, whatever. And this one chick sat next to me would sing along. Except she only knew one word to every song. She knew every time the word Jesus was in the song. And she chair danced the entire time and then would give a Jesus. And like, but always like right on cue. Like there was a tempo to it because she was just doing it right along to the music. I borrowed some CDs from a friend of mine and like I left like Slayer CDs and I brought in my Black Sabbath CDs and kind of left them right there. It's like, oh, do you want to play this game? Because I can play this game.
What the fuck is Pick Pack Post?
Who?
That's a, isn't that a mail company? A mailing company?
I would have invested in a set of headphones so fast at that
company. Oh, I had them.
They didn't know.
I had them, but she just, yeah, we didn't.
Headphones weren't a thing when.
Oh, it's an Australian post.
We had to.
He said he had a CD.
We had to put a cup to the speaker with a string.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Did you see?
Nope.
Okay, I can't remember. He was in Canada. Some board technician at an ISP set up a broadband connection over a wet piece of string. Because apparently somebody's schedule wasn't full enough that day.
Wow.
He's like, I want to see if I can get 10 megabits per second over wet string. You can.
Wow. Holy shit.
Apparently I don't know enough about how this shit works because that sounds like pure magic to me.
It's just electrical pulses.
Sorcery.
Yeah.
Copper will work better.
Sounds like somebody needs to be dunked in a river to see if they float.
Most people can swim now.
If they survive, they're guilty.
No, unless it's the Mississippi River.
If they survive, they're guilty.
I mean, they can still swim.
If they die, they were innocent.
They just get sucked under.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they can't swim.
It's not effective swimming.
Michael Phelps disagrees.
Does he?
I don't think so. Probably not. I can't. You know what? I can't speak for Michael Phelps.
All right, yeah, I'm gonna fucking tweet
call him
Phelps.
You know what? I got him on the phone too. Yeah, I know a lot of famous people. A lot of famous or near famous, famous adjacent people. Michael. Oh no, that's not him. That's a made up call.
Michael Phelps.
No, not even a made up person. I just made up that call.
Wow.
Slate, I don't know about him.
Listen, I found him. He only tweets like once every 2 days. He's obviously not busy.
He's a fish.
We'll see if he responds.
He has to come up for air to tweet.
He had to answer the call of Aquaman. Did you talk to Fish?
Do you talk to Fish?
Here's my problem with Justice League. Let's just jump right back in for real quick. Real quick. Just real quick. The do you talk to Fish joke was the best Justice League had to offer, and it was only a slightly lower quality recurring gag than Thor throwing things at Loki through the entirety of Thor Ragnarok. In every fucking scene, Thor throws something at Loki to make sure he's actually in the room. That's a much better sight gag.
You're right. Yeah.
Because it was a gag, but then it also had
history
purpose at the end of the movie. Because there's like a slightly it was setting emotional
up,
reunion.
Yeah, it sets
where
up.
He throws it and he's actually there. So it's like Loki's actually here. So there's like this connection. Whereas the fish thing, like it happens twice, so it's only slightly recurring. And
also, there's not really there's a no whole pay. Lot of fish.
Yeah, there's no payoff. Yeah, there's no fish.
There's no fish.
There's
in
no
the
fish.
Movie.
It's not like it's
there's
not
a
like when you're playing.
At the end.
Yeah, it's not like when you're playing Injustice though, and. And fucking Aquaman does his fatality and slams the trident into the ground, and this wave comes, and this shark jumps out of the wave.
I can't.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
I don't want to talk about video games, Tony.
Right, I don't know why, but
most
I just,
of them just, are just, they're just bad.
I just tweeted to Michael Phelps.
All right. Wait, why are we tweeting? Are you asking him about teaching?
Are you Michael Phelps?
I'm asking him.
Are you asking him if he can be a blacksmith and teach people to swim?
I'm asking.
Medieval swimming instructor.
Michael Phelps.
You just have me like, are you building a medieval university?
Okay, I gotta bring this up. on the podcast.
Do you?
Do you have to?
Yeah, during the Thanksgiving Steam sale.
What Steam?
There was a game that went on sale where you are a medieval blacksmith.
I saw that.
But it's gone! It's fucking gone! Like, I don't know if it was a fake game. It went on sale for $1. I was like, I should just fucking buy this. And then I didn't do it. Now I can't find it.
It was Sam. Sam created it just to troll you.
I was like, I should buy this and just let it run in the background for like 6 months.
Yeah.
So that Steve shows me playing this game for 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
Alright, are we actually done here now?
Yep.
Yeah, we're good.
Alright, next week, Star Wars.
Nice.
Star Wars.
So we can spend another 2 hours talking about validating
Alex's secret love for Star Wars. Yeah, got it.